Ramshackle Aramite image.
Well, do you have different names for the different outbuildings?
Well, there's a well house, of course.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a pump house, not to be confused with the well house, because the well house, you'd have to draw the water up by hand, and the pump house, of course, is mechanical.
You have both.
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then there's a shed.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the motorized equipment is kept.
Uh-huh.
And there are one or two barns.
Uh-huh.
And I think I used to say barns. I don't that I was rolling my R there, but I think I was getting conscious of the mic again.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, I just refer to them as outbuildings.
Mm-hmm. Just outbuilding.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Do you remember any, from when you were young, maybe from when you were a kid, do you remember any other words that might be used for outbuildings?
Sure, I'll form it as commissary.
What's that?
This was sort of where you stored things that did not have to be, you know, smoked. In other words, that if you got in a bunch of things that you could can or otherwise preserve by drying or however you preserve them, except maybe by smoking or freezing, of course, in those days, there really weren't that many home freezers. I'm thinking about a specific farm I used to go to when I was a kid.
Oh, really?
I used to just go to on weekends, you know, that some friends of the family had a farm out on Goshen Plantation, which I think a fraternity used to have for a while, and then it was cut up, I think, into a state. It's a pity that. But, anyway, that I used to go out there and we used to play all kinds of mysteries out of the farms in the woods and things like that. And also that I'd got a hand at working out there, like treating chickens for the blue cone. Don't ever take a job treating chickens for the blue cone. No. But anyway, they had this commissary, and in years gone by, they used to have both tenant farmers and sharecroppers working the land, and I somehow got the impression, now it might be that I'm remembering backwards, in other words, remembering my modern definition, what I think of as commissary now.
Mm-hmm.
And applying it to what it was then, but then it might have been where they dispense supplies and dispense, you know, food, canned goods, well, mason jar type goods and things like that.
Mm-hmm. But at least it was a place where they kept things that you wouldn't smoke or
right. Uh huh. Like uh huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of course you had things like, of course, the smokehouse.
Uh huh.
And I'm trying to think, because there was, of course, at the particular farm that I'm thinking about, that there were two barns, but, and I roll that R again, and I don't usually do that, but then the barn that was closest to the house was generally sort of a storage sort of thing, and the barn down near the pastures with the silos, I think when they spoke of the barn, that is the barn they meant, but I also think I remember hearing them calling it the hay barn when they wanted to be more specific, because that, of course, is where the hay was stored, and it had the hayloft. Now, the barn nearest the house also had a hayloft with the crane, but it was no longer used for storing hay. I mean, it's no longer used to get in feed for the cattle and things like that.
Yeah, right. Well, what about